భగవద్గీత 6.23 తం విద్యా దుఃఖ సంయోగం వియోగం యోగ సంగీతం తం విద్యాద్ నో దాట్ టు బి దుఃఖ సంయోగ. దుఃఖ సంయోగ రెఫర్స్ టు ది కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ మిజరీ. నో దాట్ టు బి తం విద్యా దుఃఖ సంయోగ వియోగ that means separation or the ending of the contact with misery. Yogam yoga sangitam, that is known as yoga, yoga sangitam. So here Krishna is describing giving one definition of yoga as cessation of misery or disconnection with misery. In general, the verses of the Bhagavad Gita are four lines, four English lines, or even there to Devanagari, two Devanagari lines. But sometimes the verses are divided according to the semantic content rather than the poetic structure. Semantic content means the basic of the meaning. So here, if we look at the next verse, it's a different thought that is happening. So, Nishchayana Yoktavya Yogo Nirvindya Chetasa. So, Srila Prabhupada, because it's a different thought, Srila Prabhupada cuts the words over here and he starts the next verse with the next thought. So, here, that's why we have only two lines in this verse. And essentially, the focus here in this verse is on the glorious nature of the achievement that yogic perfection grants. In the previous three verses, Krishna has talked about samadhi, and he has talked about how one experiences paschanatman tushyati, delights in happiness within, sukhamatyantikam, one experiences the supreme happiness, and how one basically goes beyond misery. After having explained all that, now Krishna is moving onwards and is speaking about how this is in fact yoga. The word yoga has multiple meanings, and apart from the meanings that are there in normal conversation, there are also technical definitions of the word. So for example, when Krishna says yukta ityachate yogi, uchate yogi, this is the yogi, or such a person is considered yukta. So Krishna has given multiple understandings of the word yoga itself. In the second chapter, he has given two understandings. One is samatvam yoga uchate, that being equipoised is yoga. And then again, he has also said that, and it was 2.48 and 2.50, he has also 50 that section, he says also that karma jam yuddhi yukta hi phalam tektani yoga karma sukaushalam. So he says that yoga is karma sukaushalam. So yoga is the art of skillful work, expert work, working in such a way that expert work in such a way that one does not get bound while working. That was the context. So samatvam was one definition of yoga. Yoga karma sukaushalam was another definition of yoga. Then here Krishna is saying tam vidya dukkha sanyogam vyogam yoga sangitam. So yoga means the cessation, disconnection from misery. Disconnection from the connection with misery. The soul is Satchitananda, and the soul actually is not connected with the misery of this world. But because of the desire to enjoy matter, the soul becomes entangled and the soul suffers terribly and in material existence. And when the soul's connection with matter ends, then that disconnection frees the soul from misery also. And in that sense, that is the end of misery. And that Krishna is telling us is yoga. So It's like if a person decides to watch a movie, hoping for entertainment, but then that movie turns out to be a ghastly horror movie. And it becomes so scary that one doesn't want to watch it. But somehow, the remote stops working, the power switch starts working, and you cannot close the TV, you cannot break the TV also. Just have to keep watching it. Can't go anywhere. Suppose that way, imagine such a predicament where one is forced to watch the terrible movie. It will be terrible. So the soul's predicament, especially after the soul recognizes the misery of material existence and wants to get out, still the soul cannot get out. But when the soul is able to get out of material consciousness, disconnect oneself, that Krishna is saying over here is yoga. So this is one sense similar to yoga chitta vritti nirodha, which is talked about as a definition of yoga. Chitta vritti, when the consciousness is moving in the material direction, chitta, as we have discussed, is the embodied consciousness. And embodied consciousness moves within matter. And when that moment of embodied consciousness within matter stops, that is called as yoga, according to Patanjali's Yoga Sutra. So here, Krishna is saying the same thing in a different way in terms of the result of that. He says that actually when the person stops watching the horror movie, then all the horror that has been experienced, that stops. So that is what Krishna is telling in this verse, that dukkha sayoga viyoga yoga sangeetam. Now here there is a alliteration, we could say, of words. Yoga comes thrice in these two lines. Dukkha sayoga viyoga yoga sangeetam. So this is another example of the poetic nature of the Bhagavad Gita, wherein while conveying a philosophically profound message, the words are also chosen in such a way, not just that they have precise meanings, deep meanings, but along with that they have poetic appeal also. Now, what is Krishna stating over here in the tam vidya, know that to be. Now Krishna uses two words, tam vidya and yoga sangeeta. So know that to be, and this is called as yoga. So know that to be yoga, know that to be that which is yoga, that which is called as yoga. What is that? Dukkha sanyoga viyoga. The disconnection from the connection with misery. So by emphasizing the word connection in both the viyoga and sanyoga, and then having yoga again, Krishna emphasizes that Krishna conveys that actually the whole process of yoga is essentially about connection. It is about giving up one kind of connection and establishing another kind of connection. Or rather, when we come to Bhakti Yoga, it is the two happen in parallel. Instead of giving up one kind of connection to take up another kind of connection, it is that just by focusing on one kind of connection and on developing that kind of connection, the other connection automatically becomes redefined in such a way that it no longer is the cause of bondage. That means that instead of just rejecting the material, the devotee focuses on embracing the spiritual. And when the spiritual is embraced, at that time automatically the material is released, not in the sense that material is abandoned or rejected or renounced, but the captivation of the material, captivation of the consciousness by the material ends. Because when we as devotees try to focus on Krishna, we try to embrace the Supreme Spiritual Reality Krishna, then the consciousness by that effort to focus on Krishna and to absorb Krishna, by that effort itself, the connection with Krishna, the connection with worldly things, goes down, and the soul becomes well situated in freedom from misery. So here Krishna has talked primarily about freedom from misery in terms of disconnection from matter. As the Bhagavad Gita will progress in this chapter as well as in its overall flow, the connection with Krishna will also be talked about, as it will be in the last verse of this chapter, as well as in the first verse of the next chapter. But here, Krishna has defined yoga at this stage in terms of disconnection from the connection with misery, and that itself is a great achievement for those who are caught in miserable material existence. And that achievement is brought about by the practice of yoga. Thank you.